Well, he couldn't chew it. It was too tough.
He could chew it, but he couldn't swallow it. And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you'd call those
vegetables?
Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself?
No.
And something that's
homegrown.
Yeah, you could say that, homegrown.
Uh-huh.
But
something that's made out of corn that's been ground up, you'd call that?
Cornmeal.
People eat for breakfast.
Well, grits is made out of corn.
Mush.
What about something that they take ashes and soak the corn in that? Or lye?
Lye. Well, that's hominy.
Uh-huh.
Made of corn.
You used to make that?
Yeah, I made hominy.
And a starch that's made from a grain, it grows in Louisiana, needs wet places to grow. It's
starch.
You say starch?
Yeah, starchy food. It's
well, rice.
Uh-huh. Does it grow around here?
No.
And what would people call alcohol that's made illegally?
Well,
moonshine.
They call it moonshine whiskey.
Anything else they call it? Maybe?
And let's see. Oh, there's something else they call it too.
Did you ever hear a wildcat or slow?
Yeah.
No.
Wildcat. That's it.
Moonshine.
What about beer that people make at home?
Homebrew.
Yeah, that's homebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Homebrew is all I know. I couldn't have thought of that.
Say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone...
That sure smells good.
Or would you just... that? Would you just...
Well, I'd have to say I smell something good of cooking or something like that.
And you'd say, that is an imitation maple syrup. That's...
the real maple syrup.
Or that's
genuine maple syrup.
And if you bought something wholesale, several... 100 pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it?
Well, in the book or a wholesale, you can buy it in the book.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
He'd tell me he wanted an apple.
Okay. And what you season food with would be?
Well, you season it with salt and grease.
Or the black stuff.
Pepper.
And a sweet spread, maybe made out of apples or something, you could put on toast or biscuits. Could be jam or...
Oh, yeah. You'd be... many kinds of jellies and jam, berry jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Apple butter, pear preserve.
And you'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
over yonder.
Okay. And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And you say, if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Broke? Poor?
Huh?
If you don't have any money at all, you're broke.
Or you're...
are you...
you're not a rich man, you're...
no, you're not a rich man, you're a poor man.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child, father was rich. Yeah. Next door was a child.
Father who had plenty or had more than we had or something.
Would you say next door was a child whose father was rich or that his father was rich or?
I'm not even going to say that his father was rich.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
That's his orchard.
Or he's the man.
He's the man that orchard belongs to.
Okay.
Let's quit. I guess I'm going to have some supper here for this boy so he can go places.
You want a piece of